Hey, thank you for listening to Yes Another Podcast. I'm Carlos, and as always, you can email us at yesanotherpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on social media on Twitter at Yes Another Pod and on Instagram, Yes Another Podcast. Well, we're still in the quarantine. We're still alive. I don't think anyone has the Rona, but if you do, we're not in the same room. So welcome back. Thank you. Darius, what's going on?
Man, just continuing to adjust to life at home, which, it's not different. I mean, I love being home, but I'm just home a lot more now. So, just trying not to catch corona, trying to do, all the
Yeah.
things I ask you to do, wash your hands, clean up after, blah, blah, blah. But other than that, I'm just playing a lot of video games and doing my work from home.
Yeah, that good old working from home. Hey, where can they follow you at?
They can follow me, you faithful listeners of the Yes Another podcast. You can follow me at the_game836. That's on Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram. I'm trying to get my Twitter followers up a lot, actually, because my Twitter is kind of low key compared to my IG. But Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, and YouTube.
Breaker.
Yo, yo.
The essential worker in the crew.
Thank
He
you,
is.
thank you.
And as
Thank you for your service.
Oh yeah,
We
absolutely. Absolutely,
appreciate you.
absolutely. And as we speak, I'm laying comfortably in my bed. My bedtime is coming up soon. So nice and relaxed, man. Taking advantage of it. Can't do this in the
Follow you at?
studio, huh?
Oh yeah, oh you damn right you can't do this in the studio. Shit, we get no damn, we have no home. Shit.
Oh man.
It, man.
Oh my
Where
God.
can they follow you at,
Oh
Breaker?
man, you follow me at BreakerBreaker19 on Instagram to all those people out there, Instagram world. Look forward to seeing you guys follow me and follow you back.
All right. And our returning guest,
Hey,
Miss
what's up,
Parita.
gentlemen?
Representing. Hey.
I'm doing
How you
well over
doing?
here. I'm doing good.
Right.
We still need to
I
we
know,
still need to go
right?
bike riding when it's
Yeah,
not
I
so
go.
chilly.
I just be going. I gotta do better. I gotta actually like hit you up and plan it. I get in the mood and I just go. I don't even think about it, but
You keep
but
your
you.
social distance on a bike?
Yeah, thankfully where we live, not too many people are really riding bikes like that. So I got like three or four little paths that I take. And I just keep like probably like 11, 12 miles when I go out like twice a week.
Interesting.
Well, the funny thing is, like, she actually goes like miles. I just go around up the lake in our neighborhood, go back and forth on the lake. She
Go
she be in
down
the, she's literally in the street. She's in the street.
the street
I really be
and
in
back. Go
the
down the street
streets. I do a couple of laps, of,
and back.
but she's literally in the streets riding. I'm like, man, shoot, I don't even think she wear a
No,
helmet.
I got
That's the
one.
bike
No,
that you
I need one
bought.
over here. In Atlanta, I was good, but now that I'm here, not. Nah, I got one.
So, Prudy, where can they follow you at if
Yeah,
you want people to follow
on
you?
both Instagram and Twitter, which I'm back on, it's Perita.J. So Perita dot Jay on Instagram and Twitter.
All right. Looks like we're gonna open up the country. Well, parts of the country.
Yep.
The southern
Right.
parts of the country, not us. Shoot. I'm actually, look here. I'm down with Hogan. If Hogan say you're gonna go for re-election, like, look here, hey, you doing you, I, brother? I like what you're doing. You're all right with me. But Georgia is a whole nother. This is my state of Georgia.
Listen, they're out there
Georgia,
just
Georgia, Georgia.
doing their thing. I was in Georgia before everything
Man.
They go.
was officially shut down. That was the last trip that I took. I was in Georgia for like 4 or 5 days. And then while I was there, I started hearing all the talks about quarantining. I'm like, what's going on? So came back, And folks already, people weren't taking it serious already. And I still have friends and family out there who are really not, are not, still not taking it seriously.
See, but technically no one's making anyone go outside or go to these places, but they're not saying that you can't either.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, we all have a mind of our own. I just want to leave it.
Technically, yes.
You know, Governor Kemp of Georgia said he's going to reopen the state. Well, at least like barbershops, bowling alleys. Well, what else on our list? There's like a lot of stupid shit on our list, too. Like, man, look, we're so close. We're so close. We can probably have a summer if we just keep doing what we're doing. Nah, not Georgia. God. The best tweet I saw, or best meme I seen about like Georgia, it was like Georgia got a 28-3 lead against Corona going into the fourth quarter. and we know how that ended. So
Another Patriots reference.
Yeah, well, you know, it depends on who, what, depends on what side of the table you're on in that in that game. But look here. I can sacrifice a summer. I don't want to have to be in the house the entire winter. Well, I mean, winter is winter, but like, I don't want to not be able to do anything. Go to like a game, go to a hockey game, go to a basketball game, come fall, winter, football game, whatever, you know. Hey, we were just talking about Tom Brady joining the Tampa Bay and like Gronkowski coming out of hibernation and joining him. It's like, yeah, that would be a big deal. If we were actually have games,
man,
we might not have a season. And we're not going to have a season.
I'm trying to be kind of back in things about the summer because wintertime, we can hibernate. We need to be outside.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm saying, like, you know, if we start opening up this, you know, the country too soon, they're going to have to close it right back down. And, you know, any summer that we was going to have is not going to happen. And so, I don't know. I think Georgia's not the only one. I think Tennessee, South Carolina, they're considering reopening the state.
Yeah, we California can't forget about Florida.
It's like, Florida. Look,
Florida
look
went there.
Man, Florida is.
Did you see him putting on the mask? Putting it over his head, like.
Oh, that was.
Instead of putting the straps over his ears, he was putting it like under his chin and over his head. And it's like, yo, are you like where in any, like anything?
A lot of people with those like, masks, sir, man.
How do you not know to put a mask on?
Oh, there's been so many wild shit going on in Florida, but we're not going to talk about all that shit. Oh, that. Andrew
that
Gillum.
That could be its own episode.
That's it could be its own episode, yeah. And we're not gonna go down that route. But we'll see what happens with how this whole reopening the country happens.
Yeah.
Because I feel like people are more concerned about the economy instead of like actual lives, and it's not really
a good look at all
politically. And to be honest, if this thing backfires, a lot of people are losing their seat in office. I'm telling you that right now. I don't care who they are. They're gonna lose their seat. So we'll have to see, you know, how that play out. I think Mayor Keisha Bottoms of Atlanta said, "Look here, Governor Kemp did not tell me that they were gonna reopen the state. So guess what? Stay
your
butt home."
Yeah, she's not with it.
And that's what
she's
not
with it. At
all. Stay your butt home. Locally over here in DC, man. Yo, Ben's Chili Bowl, man, are they on the verge of closing down because of this shit?
I heard not the U Street location, but like the other two locations. Where's the other, aren't there like two of them like in like stadiums or something like that?
I didn't want that in that part. And one at the
there's one at FedEx Field as well.
Right.
Really? I didn't know that. See, but I've been there for a while. So
how would you? How would you know this in the game? Please.
I got listed. We got some Redskins people in the fam.
Yeah. Don't talk bad about us.
Yeah, but nah. So yeah, that so they'll keep the original one open.
Yeah, because I think they're going to get that. What's the money that a lot of the other restaurants been getting from the government?
Oh, the stimulus,
like a stimulus one,
right?
But
it makes sense that the ones that you know, no games, no one's going to the stadiums and stuff. So yeah, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah. I'm surprised with the one on A Street. Well, I mean that's actually not surprising because none of the bars and stuff is open on A Street. So it's like, that's gonna be a casualty.
Yeah, so many businesses are losing.
But man,
we're not going out and not you know doing deliveries either. People just staying at home cooking. So it's just kind of fortunate to see how everything's gonna turn around.
Yeah.
When we're out, you know, everything's kind of.
Yeah, I'm on their website right now. And yeah, it's just the U Street location is the only one that's gonna be open. H Street, Roslyn, DCA, the Horseshoe Casino, all of them.
Wow. Damn.
And I'm guessing Ben's next door too, huh?
Well, I mean, if you've never been.
Yeah.
I would think so. Yeah, that would make sense. Mm-hmm.
I like Ben's next door. I really like that. That's a cool spot. If you're ever in the DC area, post Corona or pre Corona, Ben's next door was a spot to go to. It was like a nice spot to grab a drink, get some good music. You know, you want to go to Ben's Chili Bowl, get yourself a half smoke and like look at all like the famous people on the walls that been.
Yeah, definitely his historic place you know, in DC for sure.
Miss Ali is very nice. I met her. I think the last time we were there, we had to do an event over there. Like, I forgot what we were doing, like a radio, some type of radiothon. And she was really nice. Like I had my radio shirt on, my WPDC shirt on, and I was the first one in Vince Chili Bowl, and like they embraced the hell out of me. I was like, they made me feel like a superstar. I was like, damn. Had me think I was freaking Donnie Simpson for a second. I was like, oh, god damn, shit. You know,
he said Donnie Simpson.
She was super cool. So, like, yeah, I really hope. That's how they made me feel. Oh, I mean, but, yeah.
He's flattering.
Listen, that's so. I'm laughing. Like, dang.
Okay. All right.
Video soul, Bobby.
Soul
out here.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna say like Richard Smiley. No, that's a joke. I'm just joking. But yeah, that's crazy. You know what? I'm getting tired of TikTok. I think the last episode I talked about TikTok. I think people are starting to go a little overboard with chasing clout.
So I'm guessing no one in here has chasing. TikTok. Somebody talked about their TikTok username in the intros.
No, yeah. It's like I downloaded TikTok, but I never clicked on it.
No,
like,
thank you.
It's like a waste of space.
Yeah. I set it up just for like a day or two, just for my, for the purpose, because my daughter wanted me to. And then I was like, you know what, man, I'm not about to be doing anything with this thing. So then I deleted it.
I just did it clear up space. My niece, older nieces, you know, while I was like watching, babysitting them or whatever. And that was enough. They'd be taking 20, 30 minutes to do these dance routines. I'm just like, I don't got time for this. But it's cute. I love watching them.
Yeah, I
don't have the energy to be sitting there trying to figure those dances out.
It's gonna fizz out. It's gonna fizz out. Yeah, I definitely think it's gonna fizz out.
Just like anything else. Vine. It's like Vine and all that, remember? Yeah, combination of Vines and musicality and Instagram. Yeah, so we'll see.
The problem with I've been like seeing a lot of like crazy videos on Twitter. One in particular, I thought about actually not too long ago that scared the shit out of me. It was like I retweeted it. It was like some alien in the barn in the field, and like the guys chasing after on the phone, and like the phone goes down. Like I should have known what was going to happen because it was going to like be like up close, footage of like the creature. But like I wasn't ready, and my soul left my body for a second. I was like, holy sh-. I like last time I there was only one other time that happened to me, and like a similar video where it was like,
oh, and
giant
it jumps at you, right?
And like,
yeah.
Oh my, yo! I almost threw my phone.
Those are
off
funny.
A bridge. That thing. That.
I mean, you
no,
gotta laugh
not.
At yourself
thing
at this
absolutely
point.
Absolutely not funny. I was.
If you literally
was
about to drop your phone, thinking a spider to come out, pop the phone at you.
No, I didn't know. I didn't drop my phone. I threw my
even
phone.
Even worse.
I threw it. I was. That's how. I was like, holy, like I didn't want that. I was like, God, no, I didn't want it. But the video, I don't want that. No, I don't want that. But in that, I saw some video also where it like apparently there's like two siblings, and they you know the song Choices by E-40. The song Choices by E-40, it's called Choices. By E-40.
Oh, that
with
that song?
Yeah.
Okay. I know. Are we losing our?
Well, no. It's a couple years old, but it's a couple of years old. But
ooh.
But they this particular video.
I think I know which one you're talking about now. Now I can think about it. Yeah, I think.
Everybody got choices. You know, if we in the studio, I could play it. But you know, we're not.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
Because the whole thing with the song is like, all right, they ask a question and say yep or nope. And so in this video, it's like these two brother and sister apparently are like doing the questions or whatever, and they say they love each other. We're like, oh, no big deal. And so the next question was like, have you ever kissed? And they're like, yep. And then like the video stopped and like they kiss as if they're like boyfriend, girlfriend. Is like very cringeworthy. I'll post it up. I'll retweet it on the Twitter account, @YesEnoughPod. It was cringeworthy. I'm like, what the hell is this? What's going on here? But the one that really got out of control was that the kiss from Georgia, who did the put the ingredients of the word nigger in the sink. And let me tell you, I've seen some racist stuff throughout the years. That one was up there. I was like, man, I normally don't get upset about shit like that, but like that had me like kind of tight.
And those are future voters.
Yep.
Right there.
Yep.
In that TikTok.
Yep.
Video.
You know.
Yeah, it was a
pair. That's been time to write the word nigga.
Yeah, please. Good to, yeah, please.
On a paper towel, put it in the sink, lift up a cup that said black, pour that thing on there, and then picked up another cup that says goes to jail. So, yeah, that's pretty much what they think of us. Black people need to be in jail. Like, same narrative. And
it was a couple
freaking
other ones.
I'm like, what is going on? It's a lot.
It was
which ones have
you
seen?
It was a couple other ones. It said, like, one of the papers said, doesn't have a dad. The other one says, robs people. It was offensive.
There was one that, the irony was, like, there was one like that says, make bad choices. I'm like, you putting that in the ingredients, but motherfucker, you're making a bad choice by making this video, you stupid idiot.
And that's the thing, they don't think so. They really think it's funny. Like, they really think that it's good, it's hilarious, that all their friends are gonna laugh and get hits and get views. That's like the climate that these kids are in now. Like, they don't care if they're offending. But, because their president offends people every day, so why does it matter for them?
Yeah, how old were they?
They don't
I think
care.
They're seniors.
They were seniors in high school.
The next thing you're gonna know, I'm sure it's probably so that means like viral at this point. Then they're, you know, come out with something apologetic, trying to apologize, and what they didn't mean by, you know, like it always goes, always the same rhetoric.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what happened. Actually.
Yep, and nothing happened. I mean, did they get
They got expelled.
Yeah.
The funny thing,
when the school comes out saying that, yeah, we don't tolerate stuff like this.
Yeah, and the same rhetoric. You know how that shit goes. You know, and then the girl tried to play the victim. And she was like, well, it was my boyfriend at the time, he pressured me to do it, and like, you know, I didn't want to do it. Like, yeah, no, save that shit for someone who's like, you know, stop. Admit, because I think, as a matter of fact, she was still talking shit on, like, I saw a picture of, like, I think Ariana Grande jumped in her DMs and said, like,
what?
Yeah, I believe Ariana Grande jumped into her DMs and said, that video you posted was disgusting. And then the caption was like, niggas got, I got niggas in my, I got celebrities in my DM or something like that.
Like you said, I get clout.
And so, and like, I think she tried to, she had to go back and like try to, apologize again or whatever. She tried to blame everybody but herself. I think she in the apology, she was like, blacks are humans too. I'm like, no shit, we're humans. What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, that's what she said.
That was her apology.
I swear, look it up.
Oh my goodness.
It was like, because I know that it was a little bit longer paragraph of whatever she wrote, but that's what fucking stuck out to me. That's what stuck out to me. It was like, blacks are humans too. It was like, you know, same shit.
Has not changed. Through any years, has not changed. They still, no, it's like, I don't understand it.
Well, people hide behind these buttons, man. Like I said, there's shit that they'll do behind the buttons that, you know, if you do that shit in front of somebody, you're going to get your ass dulled. And that's just, you know, what it is. And then, I mean, we'll still make some matters worse. Everyone's on quarantine right now, but we all going to be coming out of our houses, and you are going to have to go out to the store or wherever it is you have to go. Someone's going to see you. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, so what goes around comes around.
For me, that's like the part of me. I'm like, who sits at home, like, unless it's already embedded in your soul, in your, like, your everyday, something that you do often? Because, like, no one's going to sit here. I haven't once sat here during this quarantine and thought of anything to, like, any thought about another race, making fun of or trying to poke fun of any other race. Like, that's not something that pops into my mind these 37 days that I've been quarantined. So it's one of those things where it really is just way of life. That's how they live. And it's gone from them discussing and talking to this with their friend group. So now they can't. And the only way they communicate with their friends is through their TikTok, because that's all they're watching. So they're trying to be creative. You know, the app is great for, you know, some of the cool skits that I see, you know, even like the whole Renegade and Savage dances, seeing, like, you know, families doing it together, like ways, you know, like all that part of it is great. But when you just have like ignorant and just blatantly just stupid kids and just stupid people on the app, just doing whatever, like there has to be some type of control that TikTok needs to do on their back end to be able to, like, you know, either look out for stuff like that and delete it off, you know, or potentially want to kick them off the app. Like, they have to do better on their end as well to not allow these videos to be coming out.
Yeah. So at first I liked TikTok. I still do, but like, I'm starting to see a lot more of these videos and a lot more apologies. Like, that one, just one example, because it was like, I think this girl, this girl, Asian girl, like, did a video also, and then she had to go back and like post an apology for her crying and all that stuff. It's wild, y'all doing too much. Just do a dance move, fair dance move, and keep it simple. You know, you're messing around your college, like, you know, your future. You know, you think people want to be associated with you? You got like a racist viral video going on. Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah, they don't care. They're not thinking that far ahead.
Of course not. You know, and also the subtle reminder, you know, there's Atlanta, and then there's the rest of Georgia. Never forget that.
That's true.
moving on. Have anyone seen that new show on Netflix called Black as Fuck?
Yeah, I've actually watched the first
I started trending. Okay. I thought I saw...
It is. It's one of the top trending on Netflix right now.
Yeah, I saw it trending. Yeah, hell, I saw it trending on Twitter. And I saw Rashida Jones trending on Twitter. I was like, all right, what's going on? Why Rashida Jones trending? And I hop on it and like black folks in particular, young of a younger age, had no idea that Rashida Jones is half black. Like had no idea. Not sure there's white folks and like other people didn't realize that, you know, Rashida
Oh.
Jones is
I mean,
biracial.
there's some
But I was
hits in
stunned when
her
people.
name, Rashida and Jones.
Yes. Rashida. How many? Look here.
So, some
Yeah.
screaming
It's like,
obvious
look here, you're not gonna run into too many white girls named Rashida
there.
or Keisha. You know, you may run into, I'm sure there's some out there. There's some out there. But, you know, Rashida is a
Yeah.
very black name. So, you know, you is up. You should do your due diligence and do some research, huh? Interesting. Let's look at look look up Rashida Jones. I didn't know who she was. The first time I saw her, I think she was she did like a little cameo on Chappelle's show. With the I didn't the dating contract skit.
Man,
Like the first, it was like
Rashida
the first time I
Jones
ever like
is
saw
she's
her. That was.
yeah, I'm really well, I like I actually like her. Like she's watched, you know, people have a debate between Parks and Recreation or The Office, like which one are you? You can only be one. That's a show that she was on and helped
And she was
to
in both.
write.
I love her in both of them.
Of course, and she did her dad's documentary. She's done so many like TV shows and behind the scenes. Dad, her dad is freaking Quincy Jones. She grew up, you know, around everything black for the most part. You know, she grew up like the Motown era. She grew up around those people, Michael Jackson and Diana Ross, and you know, her and Tupac were friends. Her and Aaliyah were friends. So is like she's out there. So for like you said, it's the new generation. I feel like don't really know who she is, and she's not like a celebrity, like in your face all the time. So people tend to forget. She kind of keeps it low key.
I think and I think this is a difference in I just kind of see this pop up, which is not really fair to her, because she's very popular on like The Office. But even on The Office, like you're not gonna think, oh, she's biracial. People just thought she had a tan, you know, for the longest time. Hell, I think she was at a war show and someone said, oh, yeah, great tan. Where were you? Like, were you in like Hawaii or Maui? And she was like, oh, no,
Yeah,
I'm just ethnic. And
that
that
is
turned into
so
a whole
sad.
thing. It was like a couple
Do
of years.
your
You're
job,
not
people.
sure
Do
if you'll
your
remember
research for interview people.
that.
Come on, sheesh.
But yeah, they really like.
That
Yeah, they really like people really don't didn't know that, and I'm sure that's kind of annoying to her, because then you know, and it goes to like, unfortunately, it goes to like the whole thing of like, all right, yeah, you gotta get try and prove your blackness, or you know, it's all that silly shit. But also something I didn't know, her sister was dating Tupac.
Yeah, and they literally, yeah, she did that.
Yeah, when she when did when he died, yeah, she was dating Rashida Jones' sister was dating Tupac when he died. So that's like a it's like a little bit of a fact that I didn't know, you know. So she's black
You
enough in my book. But how
never seen All Eyes on Me?
say what?
I know,
So you
right?
never seen All Eyes on Me?
Yeah.
Come on. Carl's not the most
No, I
pop
did not see that
culture
movie.
dude, man. He tried to tell me the dude from Playa was Aaliyah's brother.
Dang.
Oh, okay.
Different, different, something
Here we
different.
go. Here we go. We're gonna save
We're gonna save that for another
He said, "Oh,
episode. We're gonna save
gonna save that for.
you
We're gonna
can't
do
trust, you
that
can't trust Carl's his brother." Also,
Yeah. I didn't look here. I did not see All Eyes on Me. I was not gonna see that movie. I'm like, nah, I'll pass. It's like, because I wasn't impressed with the.
are you lost?
Oh, did we lose somebody?
You lost
Oh
PJ.
no, we lost Pete. Oh, hold on, let me see if I can get
You
it.
must have pissed
I
the
don't know. Hold on, let's play.
Then she took that.
Hold on, let me send this invite again. Hold on, let's see.
This is ridiculous. I'm out of here.
Yo, just, you know, I'll tell you what, because when the whole thing with Player and Aaliyah's brother came up, because we went to go because we had a basketball game and like it was like R&B night and whatever, and so like Cisco and them were out there, and Player, I'm not sure if you know the group Player, but like what's his name? Static he's the one who died.
Static Major.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you know, he was in the group, but you know, like Creed and I got like a whole debate. I was like, no, this is that's Aaliyah's brother. And she was like, no, Carlos, it's not. I was like, it is. They like look exactly
alike.
All
light skinned people do not look alike. Carlos.
Look here. They had the same S curl, the same 90s, very sharp mustache.
It was hilarious.
My bad. You know, and she don't let me. She don't let me forget that, by the way. But I think the show's all right. I think people, I think Black as Fuck is actually it's satire, and I feel like people taking it took it face value as like being corny. And I think
what day was it? Some day last week. You know, days are running together. I decided to. I saw it pop up on like my Netflix feed. And I actually that day I didn't really go to sleep. I was up, and I tweeted something about Blackish AF. And I woke up like 5 hours later, and my phone was blown up, and I guess it had gone viral. And then people were telling me I'm on like all these random sites, and it was just really crazy. So I've had some interesting conversations with people over the last 4 or 5 days, just, you know, about the whole Blackish thing. But pretty much, you all have seen it, right? At least a couple episodes?
I've seen two episodes.
Let me read my tweet. I said, so I'm enjoying the first episodes of Black as Fuck on Netflix, but ain't nothing Black as Fuck about a Black kid even thinking of or fixing their mouths to call the Black dad a dick. The fuck? That was my tweet.
Yeah. I saw that. I'm like, huh. Wait. You got like 1,000 plus likes?
I was so confused.
I was like, holy shit.
I was so confused. I thought I even tweeted the thing. I'm like, what is going on? Why is my phone blown up? But yeah, like you said, it's satire, right? And I feel like it's literally, and Black people just go into things not knowing. A lot of people didn't know that's like it's loosely based off his family. They're wondering why he has so many mixed light-skinned kids. It's like,
how
do you call that Black? Like, how do you call that Black as Fuck when you have a mix? It's like, people, we're in 2020. Like, literally, most people I run into, all my friends now they're either dating someone of the other race. Like, this is a time where race and definition of Blackness is so blended, you know what I mean? So people like were telling me I'm ignorant, I'm making ignorant comments, I'm racist to my own people for saying that, because Black people, there are Black people who talk to their parents. So I'm like, name one. Who do you know in your friend group, work group, who's called their child, their parent a dick to their face?
It seems like they're almost like proud of it.
It's like, what? Like,
yeah, cool. Go ahead and dig
all
the time.
That episode was definitely written by a white person. or maybe he thought that was just going to be. I don't know.
Yeah,
that is not, I'm sorry. That's not realistic for Black culture that I know, people that I'm around.
It's funny you say that, because I didn't even think about that. Like, because they just showed like, the writers, some people trying to hate on it on this past weekend. They show the writers of Black as Fuck, and I think the majority of them, I think they're all white.
Jordan,
so I can see where that, I can see where that can possibly, be like, all right, a brother didn't write that line right there. I can see where that happens, but it's our show.
It's just, like you said, it's just satire, like, and it's if you've seen the other ish shows, you should kind of already know the format of the show. The only difference is that they curse.
Yeah, I think that's the problem.
Rashida Jones, the mother character, it does. You know, Tracee Ellis Ross plays her in the Black-ish one. Rashida Jones is a little more like witty. She just is more petty. That's the only difference in their character, really. Right? Way more petty. But I think minus the the way they talk to each other, because I don't even like parents cursing at kids. I think that's another conversation. But like besides the way they talk to each other, a lot of the topics and things that they bring up in the show is very current and relatable, you know? So I think people are not like trying to see that part of it. All they see is just like the negative. And I think that's what a lot of things, one of the reasons what our community does is that we look for the negative in everything automatically instead of trying to like give it a chance. So I think people need to actually watch the show with an open mind and like know that it's like it's satire and it's loosely based off his life. They're talking about like real issues that the Black community face. And I feel like at the end of the day, like everybody's definition of Black as fuck will be different. And I think that's the whole point. That's the whole point of the show.
Look, man, the way I see it, man, it's all good, yo. I mean, the way I look at it, we're ahead of the game. You got to think, man, like they just had a Tiger King trending. So, you know what I mean? So that's a tough pill to swallow right there. All the fuckery you're seeing with that.
I did say, because and we talked like this is like this is kind of like the bad part of Black Twitter, you know. And I only say Black Twitter because I don't know what goes on in other parts of Twitter.
That
like
is that. Real. I mean, that's real facts, though.
I do know what goes on in other parts of Twitter, but I mean, you know, I just don't know, you know. I know I see what goes on in like never mind, I won't say it. That's the bad part of Black Twitter, because people don't get satire, or maybe they were expecting Black as fuck to be like, I don't know, Insecure or something to that extent, you know. But it's satire, and it's, I think the best show you can compare Black as fuck to is Curb Your Enthusiasm. It got elements, because Curb Your Enthusiasm is satire, and it had elements, it had the same elements. And so people just gotta, they think, you know, take their goggles off and like be like, oh, this is satire. Understand what satire is, you know. I think that the problem with some of the criticism is like people taking everything they say for face value and thinking, oh, they're out of cooning, or they're making us look bad. I think that's kind of what, from what I saw on Twitter, like that's what people interpret the show as. And it's like that's not what they're doing. Like you're only seeing the surface of what,
and a lot of people aren't even watching the show, because I actually entertain some of the, you know, DMs I've got and forth. People are literally just seeing like the other people's opinion on it and just automatically getting the show without even watching it themselves. So that's like one thing that I feel like people do automatically in society is everybody else's information makes it their own opinion instead of actually finding the time to, you know, actually watch the show. And because if I actually end up watching the whole thing, like the cast is all Black, right? All shades. There's some cameos in the show. Like there's Nia Long is in it, Mike Epps is in it, there's Kim Whitley's in it. There's a lot of other like recognizable Black actors and actresses from like other Black shows that I've seen, but I don't remember like their names. It's just like familiar faces, but they pop up in the show. There's an entire scene with Issa, Ava DuVernay, Will Packer, and what's the other guy's name that they ride along? There's like a scene where they're making fun of each other, making fun of each other's shows within that scene. You know, like, so people,
watch
the show and get your own opinion, but besides them cursing at each other and the kids calling their dad dick and him telling his kids that they're idiots, like that part of it, I don't mess with. But if that's what being Black as fuck in Hollywood looks like, okay. But I'm not in that. I'm not in that space, you know? So, yeah.
We're not in that circle. Y'all gonna hate me for this. Y'all gonna really hate me for this. I didn't know Kenya Bird was a guy. I thought it was a woman the entire time. When I was like, oh. Wait, what the hell is going on? Did someone drop their phone? Or...
I think the alien popped up off the phone. I think Darius might have thrown it.
Everybody good?
Yeah, I didn't know Kenya was I did not. I thought this entire time, I thought Black History was written by a woman. I did not know until I saw the show. My bad.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a typical name that you come across, but I actually read a story or I read an article about him probably like a year ago. In I don't even remember what magazine it was, but it was basically just talking about the decision that he made mm-hmm. to split from Disney after Disney kind of put a lot of pressure on him and there was a lot of kind of like a lot of political things in the background that were going on, and that's when he signed his deal with Netflix, and that led to what is now Black as Fuck. So it's kind of cool that
And he's done a I know him because he did America's Top Model
and his partnership with Netflix.
You know, I know him from that. He did like the Barbershop movies with Ice Cube. So I was familiar with him prior.
He did,
but
yeah,
all his shows are, I mean, literally everything he talks about is like, it's just Black stuff. And they even address that in some of the episodes where his daughter's like narrating the show. It's like, everything my dad does is Black. Like, he's just the poster shot of like Blackness. Like, all the episodes are called something, something because of Slip. Like, it's not, you literally have to laugh at it. Like, and it's so true, some of the things they talk about, you know? So yeah. it's really funny. I've got this Breaker. Breaker, what you cooking up? What kind of quarantine snack you getting? Because he's gone silent.
Yeah, what y'all say?
What quarantine snack you stuffing up?
Negro! We can hear everything. We can hear you chopping the onions. What the hell are you cooking over there? Man, you ain't getting no sun. Hey, so that's like, we just talked about like the bad side of Twitter, of Black Twitter. Let's talk about the fun part of Black Twitter, which was this past weekend.
Oh yeah,
real quick, Teddy and Babyface,
legendary.
Let me tell y'all real quick. We're gonna try to get through this as fast as possible. Yeah. On Saturday, all right. We knew it was coming up. On Saturday, I was at a friend's house, and I said, "Oh, damn! I forgot about the damn joy." Hey, Breaker, if you don't stop, that's what that ice.
Breaker, over here, messing up the vibe. You should made that drink earlier. I got sipping on it.
Breaker is messing up the show.
Like the click
I gotta mute Breaker's mic. Yo. So I hop on the IG and like this Babyface in the studio, he's all calm, collected, and you know, he's ready. I don't know what the hell Teddy Riley's doing. He got like a whole live band ready. I was like, I don't know what's getting ready to happen. Every stream I've seen, people at their computer and playing the music. This dude trying to do something extra. All right. And not only was he trying to do something extra, he had like a freaking hype man dancing in the background, and
that meme, echo, that loop had his hype man dancing is my favorite. It's literally my favorite thing. From
that shit time. Is funny though, man. The memes, but he was, he had such a good spirit about it though.
Yeah.
Yeah. He took it as a, he didn't. I mean, it fits
his personality. Like, think about Teddy Riley, God, Blackstreet. Like, he likes to be like entertaining. Like, he was like, let's get all the connections, let's get all the monitors, let's get all all the cables, let's hook up this keyboard. I'm gonna do a live. I'm gonna play. His intention was there. Cause think about how fire it would have been if he was playing all those songs live. Like, it would have been, if it, it would have been fire.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, it would have been,
I get, it would have been fire. So I get his, like, approach to it, and I respect it. But sir, everybody not, else not for, was not, just in the studio the, with their not, phone and man, just hitting space.
Yeah,
not
for Instagram. I mean, yeah, it would, if you was doing it live, then yeah, man. But not for the Instagram, I mean, man. Just
I play, get it, play your song. But that's what happens when you put when you put uncles, you know, in social media. They don't know about that. So it was bound to happen when you got, you know, your parents, and it's me, your parents such a computer, it starts acting up. So you get, and then you get two legends. I think like they said, there was like 4 million plus people that was on like viewership from the whole thing. And Instagram, they just, their server just couldn't handle it. So that was another reason why I was like freezing and crashing, because there's just so many people.
I know. I know, because that was Saturday. So, like, the echo is bad. And Babyface
loved it.
With throwing shade left and right, low key.
Like, damn, okay. Babyface.
Yeah, let me tell you. So, while all this is going on, this is Saturday, because we'll get to Monday real quick. But Saturday, gosh, the comment section. I'm gonna ask who you felt were winners and losers of all this, and there's no winner or loser. I don't think Babyface and Teddy Riley, because on Monday they got their act together. Better, well, Teddy got his act together, and we had it was a great showing. But my God, I have never laughed. I laughed for hours
when
I saw fucking Tyrese. But Tyrese said, because you know, Teddy Riley's having issues with the echo, and they're not paying attention, and it just, you know, he's not looking good on IG Live. This man, Tyrese, says, throw in the towel. Not towel.
Tyrese is just he's not winning right now.
He said tile.
He said
tile.
Tile.
T-I-L-E. Tile, like tile. Like tile,
sure that was spelled.
Of course, it was a misspelled. Yeah, but it's still hilarious.
No, hey, no,
Tyrese makes it even funnier, because you know Tyrese has been, he has not been having a good 2017 and beyond.
Yeah,
he has not been having. It was. So
I haven't,
good.
Man.
Did you see when he came back in on Monday?
I have not laughed that hard.
Tyrese, he said, I'm just not gonna say.
Oh no, what did he do? Yo, that shit, I was in tears for hours with the meme on Tyrese. That shit, oh my God, that shit was
fun. When they had Teddy with his hat on, he's looking back at his friends like, he's like, are we gonna plug it up into the car? We're gonna plug it up into the car.
That's that.
Oh my gosh.
Man, look. Yo, and by the way, so you know, to me, Tyrese was a loser, and he was a casualty in this whole thing. It wasn't even Teddy Riley. Tyrese was trying to be, you know, trying to make a comment. He misspelled something. He misspelled towel, and he became a casualty of war because that shit was too funny. You know, someone else who was like a really entertaining person.
Tony Braxton,
IG Live, but she was tweeting a lot. Tony Braxton was
she
really
was good at it.
She was really good on Twitter.
She was hilarious, yeah.
Saturday and Monday, she was funny. She earned a follow from me. I was surprised. I was like, wow.
Can you just imagine? Tony and Berman really sitting there listening to the challenge with Berman saying. That's what I really wanted to see was what Berman had to say about this.
Oh God,
that was going on.
So yeah, but on Monday, it was fun. It was just fun hearing the backstory. Babyface like tell like stories about like certain songs and
just so professional.
He was professional, and like I get what Teddy Riley was trying to do. Like he wanted to make money off of it. And I understand, I guess, what he was trying to do, but no one was trying to pay money for that stuff. And like even like the week before, it was the RZA and DJ Premier, and like the RZA and like was it tell stories like how they came about to like make album. Like that's the type of shit you want to hear. It's like back in the day when VH1 used to do like storytellers. It's like you want to hear the backstory to all these songs, and like Babyface did like a phenomenal job doing that. And so it all worked out at the end, you know. Also, a quick thing before we get out of here. I didn't realize
Taylor Riley did this entire
Dangerous album, which is about. I was like, wow, I didn't know he did all of those. I knew it had a New Jack swing to it. We all knew it, but I didn't know Teddy Riley was behind it. And so,
so who do you guys think won then?
I learned a lot. Derek, you've been really quiet over there.
Oh, what's good?
Derek?
Yeah, it sounds like Babyface had the success.
Yeah.
It sounds like
Teddy Riley was super entertaining, clearly Babyface.
Yeah, I remember Teddy played a Jay-Z song. We Belong to the City, or is it called City of Mine, I think it's called. And I felt like it was Teddy Riley.
Yeah,
I think Teddy Riley needed to play that song. Like, he didn't play, like, I'm like, bro, he didn't play My Prerogative or Remember the Time. Like, what? Like, how you gonna put a Jay-Z song that only a few people know?
Yeah,
bangers on if you're going against Babyface.
Teddy Riley didn't play Bobby Brown songs.
Play Bobby Brown, but like I'm like My Prerogative is like you gotta do at least that, bro. Like especially if it's upbeat, like you know Babyface, what he was doing, he was trying to play the tracks like you know really trying to listen and like all right, he's playing an up tempo song, I'm gonna try to play something more up tempo. Like he would go kind of try to you know go back and forth, and then remember I don't know if you remember the part where he played the remix to I Get So Lonely, and Babyface was like, oh, we don't did you write or produce that song? Oh, it's a remix. Oh, I didn't know we're doing remixes.
He was throwing shade. He was throwing shade. You know, you said Bobby Brown. You mentioned Bobby Brown when Babyface started playing On Our Own.
Yep.
With the Ghostbuster 2
That's
soundtrack.
The cool performance where Bobby dropped on the stage and picked it back up and kept dancing. That's the song on MTV Movie Awards.
I gotta look it up on YouTube or whatever. Okay, I know what you're talking about. I thought you were talking about like the Bobby Brown movie, but I do know what you're talking
and
about.
And Babyface didn't play anything from Waiting to Exhale.
But yeah, it was fun.
The whole Waiting to Exhale album, he didn't play not one song from it. No. No.
He didn't? Really? Because I jumped out. Like double dutch with me. I had to jump in and jump out. I said, let's see what's going on here. So I didn't stay for all of it, but it was fun. It was fun, man. It was like if you're a person who was a fan of like this good R&B and New Jack Swing, if you never really heard any of these songs, maybe know one or two of these songs.
Someone said that was a good history lesson. The wedding, the proms, the engagements, and Teddy Riley is the barbecue and the reception. And I'm like, that's actually true. Like, it's two different vibes, but it's just both are just so classic, you know. And yeah. It was good. I hope that they can actually when things open back up, we'll get back out into you know concerts and sports, which is probably gonna be the last thing we do. But if they can do like a little concert of verses, like in different states, it'll be dope. Swiss and
something like TV One be doing like an unsung.
They have like every other week or something. Yeah, that'd be really awesome.
Yeah, if it's done right, if the right talent takes up, it can be done right, you know.
And they should have Tyrese host the show.
We'll see how that play out. No, absolutely not. Throw in the towel. Shit.
Actually throwing.
Shit, I know that's gonna probably be the towel.
Oh, Tyrese.
That part might be.
Oh, no problem.
But Parita, hey, I appreciate you all stopping by.
Once again, thanks, Breaker, for being out there. You know.
One more time.
Work as hard as you can.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I hope you're being safe.
Yeah, well, they kind of got a choice.
Yeah, I feel you.
Absolutely. Shout out to Breaker and all the
shout out to Breaker and all the essential workers.
Are you making masks?
I work for
my mom been making masks. And yeah, and we all been.
You so hit me up and I'll send you some stuff.
That's what's up. Appreciate you.
Where can they follow you at if they wanted to get in touch with, with you or any masks?
Instagram,
possibly.
Perita.j, PERETA.JAY. That's on Twitter and Instagram.
Got it, man. Breaker 19 on Instagram.
I know. We should start the chat. We should start this off.
If you're gonna go through the refrigerator,
and you know, and I tried to hold out, but I just kept calling you, man. You kept calling me.
I was like, dog. I was like, you mute your mic. Shit.
I don't think it doesn't offer that.
I was like, there he's coming.
Rick is trying to get his nightcap on.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm mad at him. Darius, my man, where can I follow you at, man?
The_game.
Hey, man, when are we going to play Call of Duty again?
Twitter, Instagram, Ooh. YouTube, and Twitch.
Ooh. You invite me! You don't invite me!
Whatever, man.
You don't I see you post romance all the time on your on Twitter.
You're not hey,
I'm streaming live.
Uh-oh.
Damn.
What's going on? You can't Jeez, have Rona separate y'all bond now. You gotta get it together.
I mean, I'm a popular guy.
Man, we'll work something out off air. You can follow me if my personal account on Twitter and IG that brother Los. For Yes on the Podcast, you can follow us at Yes on the Podcast. On Instagram and Yes on the Pod on Twitter. If you want to email us, if you want to be a guest, and you can still be a guest even though we're doing this on the phone, email us at yesonthepodcast@gmail.com. And so that does it for tonight's episode. We'll be back next week. Stay safe. Wash your hands.
Stay the fuck home.
Disinfect everything that you touch.
Keep your social distance if you do have to go out.
What she said. Absolutely. But until next time.
Later.
We out.